cybercrime, macroeconomic conditions, ESG reporting. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. By understanding your risk, you can make your business resilient to challenges on the road ahead. What's more, you can turn those risks into opportunities. EY helps CFOs, boards, and audit committees see beyond the numbers to uncover the critical insights that make their organizations resilient, even in an ever-shifting landscape. For more insights that matter, visit ey.com/beyondthenumbers.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy, of advancing education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
So, Creedy, do you regret not taking a gap year?
Oh, 100%. I would like travel the world, wait tables.
It's not too late.
Live the whole Lizzie McGuire.
It's not too late.
I will consider it.
It can happen.
I'm going to ask my manager for a year off.
All right. Well, hopefully you come back from this really cool vacation that you're going on and you don't decide to take a gap year. Let's talk more about gap years and really why our next guest thinks that they can really provide an advantage to students who do take that break between high school and college. Aaron Llewellyn is the CEO of Global Citizen Year. It's an organization that is more than a decade old. It's based in Oakland, and it's a nonprofit that helps to shape the next generation of leaders by recruiting what they call diverse and talented students to spend 8 immersive months between high school and college living overseas with a host family. Aaron, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us. So we are living vicariously through all the students who are taking time after high school to live outside of the U.S. Talk to us a little bit about the interest that you're seeing right now, because I do wonder, here we are on the hopefully getting close to the other side of the pandemic, although I think this is just here to stay. But I'm wondering what you're seeing in terms of demand for the program right now as we do navigate this new normal.
Absolutely. The demand has never been higher for what we're offering. And I think it continues to climb all over the place as people rethink the linear path we've been taking for education and think maybe this linear path is not serving all of our needs right now. We need to think about that a little bit differently.
Well, think about it a little bit differently. What about the costs associated with something like this? Anything new given this inflationary environment?
Yeah, great question. We're thinking about that too. We're thinking about how to think things are different now that we are navigating the moment with regard to inflation, also with regard to coming out of this pandemic or being still in this pandemic, wherever we want to, call ourselves there. But how do we think about our programming that offers flexibility and also meets people where they are financially right now? So at Global Citizen Year, we're committed to making sure that young people can do this no matter what and have meaningful experiences. Yes, you can take a gap year, you can work. That's an awesome experience too. But having an experience where you can actually learn, get outside your comfort zone, travel, that's not available to everyone, and it should be. So how do we continue to think about financial aid for those programs, supporting young people from all different types of backgrounds? And that's something that's very important to us at Global Citizen Year.
Well, how much does it cost, Aaron?
Yeah, so right now, it's a good question because we're about to launch. So it's going to be around, we haven't set the pricing yet for us, but it can be around $25,000 to do something like this. And for us, that's the tuition mark. And we think that this is an incredible experience. It's certainly fits in with higher ed and a semester at a higher ed institution. But what we do is we meet you where you're at financially. So if you get into Global Citizen Year, you then go through a financial aid process mm-hmm. and you pay what makes sense for you and your family. And that's something that needs to be more accessible for young people. And certainly is the only reason I got to have the experience I got to have. But we meet people where they are and make sure that they can, if they can get in, that finances are not the reason they can't do this.
Where do a lot of these students want to go? Because unlike Lizzie McGuire, it can't all be Italy. Where do they go?
Right. I think what we're finding is they want to go to places that are less traveled. So we're finding, we're launching this year, we'll be launching in Cape Town. So South Africa was high on the list of where young people wanted to go. Places like Ecuador, Mexico, a lot of Spanish speaking countries, you can imagine. And then also we're in India because we find that the other piece that we're noticing for young people is they want to be where there's they can see a lot of opportunity. They can see the U.S., for example, interacting a lot. They're on a global stage. They're economically an economic player. And so they want to go to those places. But they're also the places that aren't Italy. They aren't England. They're a little bit different. They get to engage it a little bit differently.
What is the curriculum here, Erin? Because mm-hmm. when you send a 17, 18 year old abroad, there has to be some structure to this.
Yes.
Right? You're not just sending them to another country to live with a host family. Tell us about that structure.
Yeah, so, and what we're actually finding also from parents and students is they want this blend of agency and structure. They don't wanna just be sent off to go explore somewhere. They want the learning that enhances what they're seeing and participating in. So for us, it's the blend of experience plus the wraparound curriculum that helps enhance the experience. When you partner with Global Citizen Year, you are placed in a community, you live in that community, you work in that community every day, and you work alongside local experts in that community. So they could be experts like in areas like human rights, they could be experts in climate change or education, for example. You're working alongside them, you're supporting their work, you're collaborating, and then you're learning from them about the local context, the local perspective, how that might be different than where you came from. And it follows a pattern. So then the curriculum overlays this experience, and the pattern is learn about yourself, learn about your community that you're in right now, and then learn about how that connects to the world at large so that you can have a much deeper understanding of the issues at hand and how complex they are and what types of complex solutions are going to be needed to meet the needs that we have today.
Erin, is the working happening in a local language, or is it happening in English while there are hopes of learning the local language?
Yeah, so two different ways. So when we were in pre-pandemic, we were in Ecuador and the working is happening in Spanish. So there's a ramp up to the language. We also have been in India where you're getting language classes, but you're working in English. And the same will happen in South Africa. You'll be working in English. So it depends on which country you're going to.
So Erin, when you say working, can you explain a little bit in terms of what kind of roles they have?
Yeah, so for example, in Cape Town, we've partnered with 30 different human rights organizations who have agreed and are excited to have a young person who's hungry to get in and be helpful in any way they can to support their work. So they could be working on some sort of campaign where they're working with the local community around issues related, raising awareness on issues related to a certain issue. That young person could join that campaign and help, distribute something, help come up with the plan. They would be really following the direction of the local leader, but really an extra set of arms, legs, and brain power, if helpful. Another example is we have a partnership in India where we work with Teach for India. Hmm. And the young people who go to India in our program are teachers' assistants. So they're following the direction of the teacher, but they're doing small groups. They're doing interventions with young people who maybe need extra help, those types of things.
Hey, I want to end, Erin, just by a question I think that parents would have if they can't afford something like this, which, mm-hmm. and I know you said that there are a good portion of the students who do go on this do get financial aid. But if they are thinking about this, how do they know if their kid is ready just in the last minute that we have?
Yeah, I mean, I think that what parents are telling us is their kid is ready for an experience. They want to create positive impact, and they want to take that desire and turn it into something that feels real and tangible. And if your kid is in that camp where they're just itching to learn something outside of a classroom, especially coming out of the pandemic, then this type of opportunity is just rich. With learning that doesn't always happen in an academic setting. And I think that's what I would be looking for. Like, is my child ready for something? Are they hungry for something that gives them a little bit more meaning in what they're doing, a little bit more purpose in what they might study? Then this is the route to go.
We got to get a gap year going for the parents out there. That's what I want to see. Erin Llewellyn, Chief Executive Officer at Global Citizen Year, joining us via Zoom from Oakland, California. This is Bloomberg. Join us in Chicago or virtually on May 2nd for Bloomberg's Business Value of AI event and networking reception. This event will gather business and technology executives to share their experiences and provide insights into their strategies for deploying AI that achieves a desirable ROI. You'll also learn how companies have successfully implemented AI solutions that have improved productivity and profitability. This program is proudly sponsored by IBM. Register at BloombergLive.com/AI/radio.